You're listening to Thank You, Jesus, with Mika, only on LA Talk Radio.
Hallelujah! Thank you, Jesus! Hallelujah! You're blessed! Coming to the house to thank you, Jesus. Coming to the house to thank you, Jesus. Coming to the house to thank you, Jesus. You are blessed. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord God Almighty. Reba Shanda, we thank you, Father God, for this day. We thank you for this hour to be able to enter into your presence and worship you and praise you and exalt you. We thank you, Heavenly Father, on this day because we know that you are the only living God and that you are real. And so we just bow ourselves to you right now. Let us quiet our hearts and our minds. Let us use these next 50 minutes as some a spirit time, renewal time, re-energizing time, a refreshing time. We invite you in, Holy Spirit, in the name of Christ Jesus. We need you, Holy Spirit. We welcome you, Holy Spirit. We need you, Yahweh. We need you, Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We need you in the name of Jesus. And so, God, we thank you. We thank you. We thank you. If you are listening to this, seeing this, may you join me, hallelujah, in praising the Lord God right now. And we say thank you because this is not about me, and this is not about coming to hear man speak, but this is coming. It's about entering in the presence of God. Amen. Hallelujah. It's about plugging into Christ Jesus. It's about being refreshed and renewed by the Lord God Almighty. It's about getting in his face, drawing close to him so that he can draw near to us. It is about walking in our righteousness. Amen. The Bible says in Romans 12:1, I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And on this day, God says, I want you to come in with your tiredness. Come in with your anger. Come in with your frustrations. Come in with your irritations. Come in with the fear. Amen. Come in with that sadness. Come in with that depressive state. Come in that anxious state. Hallelujah. God is not wanting us to be perfect. He is wanting our presence. He is wanting our permission, amen, to move in our lives and show you and show me and show us who he is as miracle worker. So on this day, as the sun has risen and we know the sun to set this evening, let us come in expecting his miracles, signs and wonders. Amen, somebody. Can I get an amen, somebody? Hallelujah. Can I get an amen, 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 amen? We're going to pray today. But before we enter into that place of prayer, we're going to consume our daily bread. The Bible says that man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word. Somebody says every word that cometh out of this Bible. Come on. That cometh out of the Lord's mouth. Amen. That cometh out of Scripture. So what is our life support today? What is the Lord saying to us today? Thank you, Lord. What is God saying to us today? Let us turn to 3 John verse 1. I'm sorry, chapter 1, verse 2. Amen. Hallelujah. 3 John chapter 1 verse 2. Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospereth. Now, this passage is John speaking to Gaius, but I want you to know that the Holy Spirit is relaying a message from Yahweh, from God, from Jehovah Jireh. Come on, who needs God to provide? The Holy Spirit is relaying a message from Jehovah Rapha. Come on, who needs the Lord to heal? The Holy Spirit is relaying a message from Jehovah Ra'ah, our shepherd. Who needs the Lord to order our steps and direct us in the path that we are to go, and even make a path in the midst of no way? I want you to know that the Holy Spirit is relaying a message from God Almighty, the creator of heaven and earth, and letting you know today that he wish above all things that thou mayest prosper, that you may prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospereth. The word today is prosperity. Amen, somebody. I just thought of it like an English class. Yes, Lord. And they write the word of the day to teach us to expand our vocabulary. Somebody say, God is expanding my vocabulary. God is expanding my thought life, my mental life. He's expanding it to believe. He's expanding it to expect. He's expanding it to speak a life and not death. Come on, somebody. To speak positive, okay, that's life, and not negative. That's death. Come on, somebody. Reba Shaya, we thank you, Father God, on this day. He says prosperity. If I could write it on the board, prosperity, prosperity. Now listen, the Holy Spirit gave me and made prosperity an acronym. Mm-hmm. See, we're getting on one accord. We're getting on one accord. We're allowing the words that we are hearing, we're allowing this message to renew our minds, and we're allowing, as we have presented ourselves, we are allowing this the message that God is speaking to us to transform us. We're allowing this message to have its mighty work in our life and in our now. Do you surrender to it? Do you believe? God says prosperity. And I hear the Holy Spirit, and we're not just speaking financial prosperity. We're not just speaking money. Hallelujah. But, I hear the Lord saying success. We're speaking prosperity in our home life, prosperity in our personal life, prosperity in our relational life, a prosperity, hallelujah, in our career, prosperity in purpose. Well, what do you mean, Pastor Mika, prosperity and purpose? God is setting us, some of us are outside of our purpose, functioning outside of our purpose. God is going to be planting us in our purpose and causing us to soar. Oh, yes, God, we thank you for prosperity. Prosperity to our feet. That's breaking up that stagnant ground and causing mobility. And I even hear acceleration. We thank you for prosperity. Let me slow down and give you the acronym on this October 31st, 2021, the acronym that the Holy Spirit gave us for prosperity on this day. P for pray and persistent. Somebody say pray And persistent. I heard you. Pray and persistent. Yes, we are in this time. In this time, we are to pray persistently. We are to pray unceasingly. We are to pray with fervor. I even hear the Holy Spirit saying we are to pray with boldness. Let's turn to 1 Thessalonians. Please, 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 please. Let's turn. I'm going to go to my Bible in my phone. Please, please, let's turn to 1 Thessalonians 5 and 16. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Actually, 1 Thessalonians, we're going to read 5 and 17. It's simple. Three words. Pray without ceasing. Somebody say pray without ceasing. Now we're going to turn to Luke chapter 18. And I'm going to read verses 1 through 8. And actually, I want to read the NRSV version. So I'm going to pull it up. 18, 1 through 8. And this is a parable of the widow and the unjust judge. Some of us may know it, but we all can stand to hear it over and over and over and over and over and over again. Amen. We got to chew on that thing. Then Jesus told them a parable. Ooh, how about he's telling us a parable right now? How about it's Jesus that's speaking to us right now? Thank you, Jesus. Then Jesus told them a parable about their need to pray always and not lose heart. He said, in a certain city, there was a judge who neither feared God nor had respect for people. In that city, there was a widow who kept coming to him and saying, grant me justice against my opponent. For a while, he refused. But later he said to himself, though I have no fear of God and no respect for anyone, yet because this widow keeps bothering me, I will grant her justice. Come on, somebody say persistence. Oh, it's not time to give up. It's time to apply more. To pray more. To believe more. For a while he refused, but later he said to himself, though I have no fear of God and no respect for anyone, yet because this widow keeps bothering me, I will grant her justice so that she may not wear me out by continually coming. Continually coming. We're continually coming to the presence of the Lord. I'm going to keep coming and keep coming and keep coming to you, Lord God. I'm going to keep presenting myself to at your feet. I'm going to keep presenting myself, amen, humbly to you, because I know that you are my source and I know that you are able. And the Lord said, listen to what the unjust judge says. And will not God grant justice to his chosen ones who cry to him day and night? Will he delay long in helping them? I tell you, he will quickly grant justice to them. And yet, when the Son of Man comes, will he find faith on earth? Will he find faith on earth? I hear the Holy Spirit. Let God fight your battles in the natural, and you spend your time in the spirit until he gives an instruction. Amen. I hear the Lord saying, seek in the spirit and see it appear in the physical. Okay, that's P, pray and persistent. R, P-R, R. The Holy Spirit says, read what? The newspaper? Read. Read what? My favorite Harry Potter book? Read. Read what? The magazines? Read. Read what? The news on TikTok, Instagram, Facebook, CNN, MSNBC? Read. Read what? My children's storybooks? Read. Read what? The billboards? Read. Read what? My script? Come on, somebody. Read. Read what? Read your Bible. Read the word. Read the scripture. Hallelujah. Meditate on the scripture. Read, rehearse the scripture. Amen. And as we read, he says, rejoice. Read the truth. There's one truth. That's Jesus' truth. Amen. Jesus' truth makes our truth lies. Hallelujah. Come on, somebody. Jesus' truth makes the world truth lies. Come on, somebody. Makes it foolish. Come on. Read the truth and allow it to consume you. Read the word and allow it to fill up in you. Read and rejoice. Read and rejoice. Which leads us to the O. P-R-O. What's the O, Pastor Mika? O is overlook. As we read and rejoice and we pick our heads up and we look out the window, and as we read and rejoice, and then we look to the left and the right, and we're looking in the natural, and we're looking at our phones and our emails, and we're not getting any response, and we're looking at the doctor's reports, and we're looking at our bodies and what's happening or what's not happening. God says, overlook it. Overlook it and stay fixated on me. Overlook it and remain in my truth. Amen. There's going to be a time, the Holy Spirit says, where what I'm telling you and what I'm showing you and what it looks like will contradict. It will clash. And so we have to choose which way will we look. We have to choose what are we going to hold on to. We have to choose in that moment. God says, choose to overlook what you're seeing in the physical. Choose to ignore and hold on to the truth. Come on. P-R-O-S. What's the S stand for? Submit. I show you. Submit. Ooh. Yes, Lord God. Let us submit to God's will. Amen. Let us submit to the authority of God. Let us submit to the instruction of God. Let us submit to the orders of God. Let us submit, amen, not to ourselves. Not to our knowledge, not to our wisdom, not to a world wisdom. Even I'm getting a picture of like how you know things flow in your career or in your industry or the organization, and then you submit to that. No, submit to God and let Him dictate your steps. Amen. Hallelujah. Somebody say submit. There is a strength in submitting. Jesus had to submit. Who did he have to submit to? He had to submit to God's will. His submission put him on the cross, amen, to bring us into life more abundantly. It is time that we have a fresh perspective on submission. Let us be quick to submit to the words of the Lord. Let us be quick to humble ourselves and exalt Christ Jesus I hear you, Holy Spirit. We exalt people. We exalt feelings. If we're exalting those things, then guess what? We're submitting to those things. Oh, so we're submitting whether or not we realize it. Come on, somebody. We're submitting to, I ain't gonna submit. We're submitting to that. We're submitting to attitudes. We're submitting to calloused hearts, hard hearts. May God circumcise the foreskins of our hearts that we come to love and appreciate the beauty of submission, because it's at the place of submitting to the foot of the cross that we see the glory of God. Okay, we gotta go. That's P-R-O-S-P. Praise. Somebody say praise. Somebody say praise. That's what we saw in 1 Thessalonians 5:16, that rejoice always, in every circumstance, praise. In everything, give thanks. Somebody say praise. Praise is at the a place of praise that we see the productivity of God. Come on, somebody. It is at the place of praise that we see the promises of God. It is at the place of praise. It is at the place of praise. I hear you, Holy Spirit, that exaltation happens, that elevation happens. It is at the place of praise. I hear you, Holy Spirit. I hear the Holy Spirit. Oh, I hear the Holy Spirit. It is at the place of praise that little is multiplied. I'm reminded of when Jesus was in the wilderness with 5,000 men, not counting the women and the children. So put them at like around 20,000, over 20,000, same they did. And they only had 2 fish and 5 loaves. Come on, somebody. And Jesus took the fish and the bread, and he lifted it up to Jesus, to God. And he said, thank you. He praised. Amen. Hallelujah. And it multiplied and fed everyone and had leftovers. I hear the Lord saying, is at the place of praise, breakthrough. And while we praise, and as we praise, here comes the E-R-I-T-Y. E-R-I-T-Y. Here comes the E-R-I-T-Y that's after the P of praise. Amen. As we praise, God says, expect. As we praise, expect rewards. Turn to Hebrews, please. Hebrews 11. Oh, Jesus Christ of Nazareth, thank you. Hebrews 11. Because we're standing on scripture. This is truth. Hebrews 11. Verse 6, but without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, bail, and that he is a rewarder, bail, bail, of them that diligently seek him. Oh! When we praise, we are seeking God. Come on. And as we praise, we expect rewards. Why? Because it's scripture. The scripture has let us know something about God, that he loves faith. Amen. And he loves us to seek him. Amen. He's a good father. And as we seek him, amen, he rewards us. He rewards your diligence. You've been diligent. He's rewarding. Don't step. Okay. As we praise, expect rewards and I increase. Come on. If it's good news to your ears, if it's good news to your heart, if it's good news to your mind, if it's good news to your hands, if it's good news, amen, to your friend, to your family, if it's good news that you see ahead of you, increase. The Holy Spirit, I didn't make this up. Right before I came up here, amen, and as I was sitting in my car, the Holy Spirit just began to download and to water me with this. He says, increase. Expect reward and increase in this season. And he says, expect reward, increase, T, turnaround. All right? Expect reward, increase, and turnaround. It turning in your favor. Oh, there goes the why. Your turn, your time, your favor is turning around, amen, to be your turn, your time. Deuteronomy 28 and 13. Mm-hmm. Why? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Because it's what the truth is speaking. And the Lord said, no, and the Lord shall make thee the head and not the tail. Come on, turn around. And he's making you the head and not the tail. Where have you been last? Where have you been least? Where have you been overlooked? Where have you been doing in the will of God and moving in your gifts and talents, but still underestimated? God is turning around. Where have you been in your efforts and they're laughing at you? Come on, somebody. Where? I hear the Lord saying that even he has given you little titles. Come on, giving you little titles like an intern or extra, giving you little titles, amen, as a borrower. Oh, and God is turning it around. Somebody say, your turn, your time. My turn, my time. Come on, declare it. My turn, my time. Okay. And the Lord shall make thee the head and not the tail. Turn around. And thou shalt be above only, and thou shalt not be beneath. If that thou hearken unto the commandments of the Lord thy God, which I command thee this day to observe and to do them, as we submit, hearken unto the commandments of the Lord thy God, which he commands us this day to observe and to do. Somebody say obedience. We will see prosperity. We will experience prosperity. We will come into a blessed time of overflow, of abundance. In the name of Jesus, God says, beloved, I wish above all things that you prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers. Let us enter into prayer. Father God, we thank you. Mm-hmm. We thank you. We assume the position that you revealed by defining and breaking down prosperity. So now, Lord God, we assume that position and we water the word, Lord God, that we don't jump from out of this moment, forgetting or allowing the enemy to come and rob the word that you delivered to us today. So, Father God, we humble ourselves to you because we know that you are Alpha and Omega. You are the beginning and end. You are Lord of Lords, King of Kings, God of Gods. You are the great I Am. You are Yahweh who delivers out of bondage. We thank you, O God, for a fresh anointing on this day that's being poured out on your children, on your sons and daughters, that destroys the yokes and lifts burdens. We thank you for breathing an ease and a refreshing wind into our lives. We, Lord God, agree with you and declare prosperity. If you are listening and hearing this, agree with me, hallelujah, a prosperity Prosperity is our portion. Prosperity is your portion. Prosperity is your portion in your business. Prosperity is your portion in your workplace. Your prosperity is your portion in the marketplace. Prosperity is your portion in education. Prosperity is your portion in your family. Prosperity is your portion when you look at yourself in the mirror. Come on. Prosperity is your portion. Amen. I see, like, talking on the phone, that's called relationships. Prosperity is your portion in friendships and in relationships. Prosperity is your portion in social, in your social circle. Come on. Prosperity is your portion. Who's feeling alone? Who's feeling like it's just them? Who's feeling like a black sheep? Prosperity is your portion. Prosperity is your portion when you walk through those doors to pursue those endeavors. Prosperity is your portion when you get in front of that camera, when you go to that audition. Prosperity is your portion. When you pick up, I was trying to see if I had a pen. Come on, somebody. Prosperity is your portion when you pick up that pen to go and write, to write scripts and write documents and write grants. Oh, come on, somebody. And write resumes. Come on. Oh, yes, Lord. Yes. And I hear some people, well, I type. Prosperity is your portion as you bow, type. Amen. Prosperity is your portion in your dream life. Prosperity is your portion. Amen. Hallelujah. Prosperity. I see like a plane taking off. Prosperity is your flight into your next dimension, into the next level, into a land, your land that's flowing with milk and honey. Prosperity is your portion in your body. Come on, somebody needs to say, you need to lay hands on yourself. You need to lay hands on your head, lay hands on your heart, lay hands on your belly, lay hands on your knees. I don't know who the Lord is talking to. Lay hands on your ankles, lay hands on your feet. Amen. Lay hands on your back, lay hands on the back of your neck. Amen. Lay hands on your breast, lay hands over your heart. Amen. Lay hands on your kidneys, on your liver, and declare, prosperity is my portion. I just saw the left hand. Come on. Prosperity is your portion. I see the left ring finger. Come on, somebody. Prosperity is my portion for those who are waiting marriage, for those who are in marriages. That's a little bit. Prosperity, you need to declare. Prosperity is your portion. I'm hearing the Holy Spirit say you need to walk through your house and declare, prosperity is my portion. Where there's been strife and stress and struggle and worry, I see like sitting around, sitting at the kitchen table and worried about how you're going to take care of the bills and how you're going to work this thing out, and you don't see it coming in. Prosperity is your portion. I hear income. I hear income. We thank you, Father God, for the income. Somebody declare, prosperity is my portion. Oh, we thank you, Lord God. We are praying because we believe and we know. I believe and I know what the Holy Spirit is saying, that prosperity is our portion. I just saw stream rivers in desert places, rivers, amen, in wilderness places, a path being created in the wilderness place. I see the Holy Spirit showing us how he's breaking up the stale ground, the barren ground, the famine ground. Oh, prosperity is our portion. I see the Lord changing that paycheck to paycheck, that it runs out and then you gotta wait a few days, or maybe like a week, or wait a little time before it comes back in again, and then you're on that cycle, amen, that you have and then you don't have, and you have and you don't have. We thank you, Father God, that prosperity is disrupting that. Prosperity is disrupting that which is disrupting you. Prosperity prosperity, prosperity in your soul. When the Holy Spirit said that prosperity is disrupting that which is disrupting you, immediately we went to the soul. Amen. Hallelujah. It's in the soul where traumas reside and traumas remain. Amen. And letdowns are stored. Amen. In the memory of loved ones doing you dirty and doing you wrong. Come on, somebody. And people saying, speaking words of death over you and saying that you can't and that you're ugly is stored in the soul. And I hear prosperity disrupting that ground in your soul. Amen. And watering your soul and cleansing your soul and restoring your soul. Prosperity. God is speaking prosperity at the root of the thing. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. We are symptomatic and the root issue is not being touched. God says prosperity. I speak prosperity to the root. Amen. Hallelujah. That the root is changing. We thank you, oh God. Prosperity to our eyes. Amen. Prosperity that's changing our vision, renewing our vision. Prosperity that's causing the blind eyes. Yes, you can be walking around with 20/20, but still be blind spiritually, still be blind with having vision to see into the impossible. Come on. You can be blind by love. And I hear that two ways. You can be blinded. Amen. In the space called love, where you're not expecting and you're not praying and you're not hoping because of what it was in the past. And also, I hear the Lord saying that we can be blinded by love, amen, that causes us to choose and to settle in ways because we need a healing in our vision to be able to see who we are in Christ Jesus. Somebody say prosperity. Prosperity will cause you not to settle. Prosperity will cause you to have some non-negotiables. Prosperity, amen, will cause you to be bold. Prosperity, amen, will cause you to know that you deserve better. Prosperity will water your heart to put you in a place of forgiveness. Are we picking up what the Holy Spirit is putting down? Are we picking up what the Holy Spirit is putting down? And he now takes me to our spiritual life. Somebody say prosperity. Somebody say prosperity in my spiritual life. If my spiritual life is decayed, then I don't care how much success you have in the natural. Oh my gosh, y'all. Oh my gosh, y'all. Oh my goodness. See, the Holy Spirit just landed on something to let me know that it's him that's speaking. You guys know, it's like with the wind. Let me stop just in case everybody is not where I'm at. It's like the wind. We don't know that the wind is blowing, that there is wind until it brushes up against something. Until it brushes up against us. And then we're like, ah, the wind, it's windy outside. How do you know it's windy outside? By it brushing against the trees, by it brushing against your hair, by it brushing against the leaves and causing it to carry. Listen, the Holy Spirit brushed up, and as he said, decay. Y'all, I kid you not, right here on this, I don't even know, what do you call this thing? Mm-hmm. That's okay. If you're looking on Facebook, it's right here, right here, right here. It says decay, decay. I'm not making this up, y'all. The Holy Spirit is speaking. The Holy Spirit is speaking. We thank you, Jesus. That which is decayed, that which has died. Yes, that which has died, that which is lying dormant. Because we serve a God with resurrecting power. That which is dormant, that which is diseased, that which has you in dis-ease, aka a lack of peace. That which is has you like cavities, amen, hallelujah. That which is destroyed, prosperity, the prosperity of God. The prosperity of God. The prosperity of Yahweh. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Holy Spirit. See, if in our spiritual life, we have no prosperity, we will start to see that in our natural life, in aspects of our natural life. You can have all the money in the world and still be susceptible to depression, and still be susceptible to bondage, and still be susceptible, amen, to the wiles of the enemy. You can have all the riches and all the fame in the world and still not know who you are. You can have all the success in the world and it still not be good. Yes, because in our Bible, there's a distinction made between good success and success. Let prosperity. Let us not neglect our spiritual life. That prosperity will cause us to enter into an intimacy with God where He's revealing His secret things and the mysterious things to the world. Prosperity will anoint you. Spiritual prosperity will anoint you with a robe of many colors. That's what Joseph, amen, his father gave him a robe of many colors. That robe signified favor. It distinguished him. Prosperity spiritually will distinguish you. Will cause you to rise to greater heights and do things that you never imagined. Will cause you to believe in that place man calls impossible. Why? What do you mean? Because with God, all things are possible. We thank you, Father God. We thank you, Father God. Ah, yes. We thank you, Father God. We thank you, Father God. I saw like a crown on our heads. Prosperity will cause you to come into your royalness. Mm-hmm. This is Bible. It says that we are of a royal priesthood. We are His prized possession. Prosperity distinguishes you. Prosperity is distinguishing you. Prosperity is bringing you to life and life more abundantly. We thank you, God, for prosperity, your prosperity. We thank you, God, for your provision. We thank you, Lord God, for your promises. We thank you, Father God, for your plan. We thank you, O God, for your perfection. We thank you, O God, for your patience. We thank you, Father God, for your persistence with us. We thank you, O God, for your good pleasures. We thank you, Father God. We thank you, O God, for the pay increase in the paychecks. We thank you, Father God, we thank you, Father God, for pausing and stopping. The storms in our lives with your prosperity in Jesus' mighty name. I just heard healing. Receive your healing. Believe for your healing in the name of Jesus. May the Lord bless you, keep you, cause his face to shine upon you, be gracious unto you, lift his countenance towards you, and give you his peace. Yaverekika Adonai Vishmerecha, Yaer Adonai Panavalacha, Viko Neka Isa Adonai Panavalacha, Veyasim Lacha Shalom. God bless you in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, and amen. Thank you, Jesus.
You're listening to Thank You, Jesus, with Mika, only on LA Talk Radio.